We're doing the Sidra Kabbalah. We're up to page Amud Pei Bet in the Sidra Kabbalah in the Musadar of Kuk edition. So we'll get back to the point at hand. So he's coming back to the description of the commentaries written in the period of the Rishonim, the early Rishonim. In the same time period as Rabbeinu Hananel, we also have Rabbeinu Nissim, and he also composed works about some of the Masechtot. What we still have, he says, is the commentary on Tractate Erevin. So it seems he's talking about the Rabbeinu Nissim Gaon, what we call Rav Nissim Gaon. We have a letter of his printed in the first page of Shas. We'll see just before Brachos. There's like an introduction to Shas by Rav Nissim Gaon. Yeah. So he was a disciple of Rav Hai Gaon. Ve'ilu ha-shlosha, and these three, meaning Ratzoni lomar, Rabbeinu Hanan, Rabbeinu Nissim, Rabbeinu Shmuel ha-Nagid, those three, Hayu Dor Rishon Achar ha-Geonut. They were the first generation of Rishonim after the Gaonim, v'nikru Rabbanim. So he calls the Rishonim Rabbanim, rabbis. Uvachit yemehem milum komam, and at the end of their days, so they appointed in their stead Harav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch, v'harav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Ben Giyat, that's the Re-Ibn Giyat, and Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch, Chacham Gadol B'Chochmat HaTchuna Gamken. I'm sorry, I skipped. V'aya Rav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Baruch, Chacham Gadol B'Chochmat HaTchuna Gamken. So Rav Yehuda Bar Baruch was also very smart in Chochmat HaTchuna, which might be geometry. V'egi Aliyadeinu Misifro Sod HaYibur. So we have the work Sod HaYibur about astronomy, understanding the way the constellations work. And in that work, he explained those quotes in the tractate Rosh Hashanah, where the Talmud discusses when's the new moon born, depending on whether it was before midnight or after midnight. So he goes into a deep explanation astronomically of what's going on there. He also explained Chafdal Chai Michsi Sierra, that line in the Talmud over there. We're not far from it in our Rosh Hashanah class. We're about to get there. Next week we'll be there probably. That the moon is covered for 24 hours. The Talmud says sometimes the moon takes a long time in showing the new moon, sometimes takes a short time. So the Talmud says there are different lengths of time that the moon is covered. And what the Talmud over there discusses, which direction does the moon face? We could tell if the witnesses are telling the truth or lying, depending on how they describe the moon, where it's facing. So all those similar issues in the Talmud that involve astronomy, he explained. He compiled another great work, Karo Kupat Arochlin. He called it Kupat Arochlin. The Kupat Arochlin is like the knapsack of the merchant. In that work, he explained all kinds of severe, serious laws in Talmud. He says, we never had it. We never got that book. Got lost. He has a tradition that this is the work he compiled, but he never saw it. The Rav Yitzchak Ibn Giyat, Gamu Chiber Halachot Ktzorot B'Talmud. The Ri Ibn Giyat also wrote works, a work summarizing the halachs of Talmud. We have a lot of the Rebbe Ibn Giyat being quoted among different Rishonim. Gadol, and he was a tremendous composer of song. V'achehem Harav Rabbi Yosef Bar Ibn Tzadik, V'Harav Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Reuven Al Barzeloni. The next two leaders of the Jewish people were these two great rabbis. V'achacham Gadol Upayat, and he too was a great sage and also composed songs. What we have from him is a commentary on Ksubos, which we no longer have, and Azarot. Azarot is what Rav Sadia Gaon wrote, a description of how the the Ten Commandments are all inclusive, that they include all the Taryag mitzvot. So there's famous Azarot from Rav Sadia Gaon. He seems to say the Azarot were composed by Rav Yitzchak Baruven al Barzoloni. So maybe there was more than one set of Azarot composed. I don't know. He didn't mention it earlier with regard to Rav Sadia Gaon. And he says he also compiled Azarot for other holidays. Seems like they had other songs. The custom used to be that when they'd read the Ten Commandments, the guy who got the aliyah of the Ten Commandments in Shul would stop and read all the Azarot, all the Taryag Mitzvahs, how they stemmed from the Ten Commandments, and then he'd go on to read the Aser Sadibros. This was like part of Kriyas HaTorah in Shul.
How long would that take?
We also have on Shavuos night, on Shavuos morning when we're about to start, we do Akdamas. That takes us a long time. We're about to start reading the Torah and Akdamot, Minin Nishar Ayutshuta. That takes a good 10-15 minutes. And on Sukkot we read Koheles. That takes a good 30-45 minutes. And so don't be so surprised. And the Chutzar, it's on the second day Yom Tiv. You have a whole song introducing the Haftarah. Yetziv Pityam, No Tudgam, Behibe, Revihivin, Neana, Beminyana. A whole nice tune that introduces the Haftarah in Chutzarts. We don't have second day Yom Tov here. So it's not a new thing to us that you have introductory things. Bachayim, and the next generation, and here is a big question, because we have a tradition that the Rif learned by the Ri Ibn Giyat, and he's making him a generation away from that. He says, the next generation is Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Alfasi Baal HaLachot, what we call the Rif, Rabbi Yitzchak of Fez.
Well, that's what's right after.
No, because there was another generation in between, Rabbi Yosef Ibn Tzadik and Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Reuven al Batzoloni. So you could say, he also says, V'yam Itamdei Rabbeinu Nisim Rabbeinu Chananel. He was a disciple of Rabbeinu Nisim and Rabbeinu Chananel. And the way he puts the Ri Ibn Giyat so far back, okay, let's see. He says he was from the disciples of Rabbeinu Nisim, so that needs explanation. Meaning, how does that work? Rabbeinu Nisim, if it's the Rabbeinu Nisim earlier. So, and Rabbeinu Chananel, that's earlier, so they must have lived a long life, or he lived a long life. Yeah? You guys with me? Okay, we have places where it seems that the Rif really was a disciple of Rabbeinu Nisim, but okay, this needs work. So he says, Rav Yitzchak Bar Yaakov Alfasi Baal Alochos was a disciple of Rabbeinu Nisim and Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Tam calls the Rif a disciple of Rabbeinu Chananel. So that also needs explanation. Sometimes a disciple might not mean a direct disciple. It could be a disciple of the academy, of that way of learning. I don't know if it has to mean that he learned directly by him. I don't know. The Yatzati Va'al Bebolam, and he became very famous around the world. His wisdom became famous, and it went higher and higher. He had some tremendous students. He set up many, many students to the Rif. Among the great students of the Rif were Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rishonim quoted him. And V'arav Rabbeinu Yosef Alevi Ibn Migash. The Ri Migash, what we call the Ri Migash, is Rabbeinu Yosef Alevi Ibn Migash, and he was a disciple of the Rif, which is very important because the Rambam is going to get his tradition from the Ri Migash, who got it from the Rif. And that's why the Rambam says he almost never argues with the Rif.
And it's because he was well known throughout the world. Does that mean the Jewish world?
Yeah.
It wasn't like that.
Yeah, no. If he meant the world outside the Jewish world, he would have specified. והרב רבן יוסף הלוי זה הפליג בפירוש התלמוד בפירוש מעולה ובפסקים אמיתיים. And the Ri Migash, he made an extraordinary commentary on Talmud, and true psukim. So it seems like he compiled a work on all of Shas. Yeshme mitanu perush masechet Shvot uperush masechet Baba Batra. He says all we have left is this commentary on Tractate Shavuos and Baba Basra. Veniftar Harav Alfasi Zal b'shnat dal dalfin tatpag. The Rif passed away the year 4883. So where are we now? Now we're 5771. So that's 900 years ago. A little under 900 years ago. The Rif passed away. והרב אבן מגש הנזכר ישב לפניו היה נער בן יודלת שנה עד שנפטר הרב זל. You know how old the Rimi Gash was when he was learning? 14 years old. And he was learning by the Rif. Yeah, back then, they bivik tamidei chachamim by 18. So by 12, 13, 15, Rav Moshe made a siman on Baba Basra, Rav Moshe Feinstein, at age 10. At age 10, he made a siman not only on Baba Basra. Ah, there's a fantastic, the Mishpacha magazine last week put out a whole thing on Rav Moshe. With Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, yeah.
That was a great Mishpacha.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. והנחיל בחייו כיסא כבוד ישיבתו, and in his lifetime he gave over the honor of leading the yeshiva. So that's interesting, that even though the Rif had a son who was a Talmud Chacham, he didn't give the leadership over to his son, but rather he commanded that the Rimi Gash be the chief rabbi, because the Rimi Gash was a bigger Talmud Chacham, and even though the Rimi Gash was relatively young. וישב על כיסו בסיוון של אותה שנה, and that year, in the month of Sivan, he became Rosh Yeshiva, ונפטר שנת אלפים תף קוף אלף. And the Rimi Gash only outlived his Rebbe by 28 years. So he died very young too. Meaning, plus 28. So that puts him at 42 when he died. V'sher chav v'racha v'chaim ad olam ner Yisrael talmido Rav HaGadol Rabbi Moshe Ibn Maimon. He says his disciple was the Rambam, which is a big discussion because a lot of people say it wasn't the Rambam calls him his Rebbe, but really it was the Rambam's father who was the Rimi Gash's disciple, Maimon, the Rambam's father. And there's a story that the Rimi Gash blessed the Rambam, and the Rambam held that to be a source of great blessing in his life. But the Rambam calls the Rimi Gash his Rebbe. So it's a little complicated how that works as far as the years. How often could the Rambam have learned by him? How young the Rambam was? But okay, this is a point of discussion. V'niftar v'shnat dal dalvin tav tav kuf samechei siman aprat erchi evel Moshe. So he passed away in the year of 4965. And if you want to figure out the numbers, so you could do the gematria of Bechi Evel Moshe, the weeping over the passing of Moshe. So Bechi Evel is gematria 65. So Moshe, the Rambam died, he says, in the year 4965. So let's do the math. How many years ago was that? So you do, you have 35 plus 771. No. 35 plus 771 is 806. Right? 806. So 806 years ago. So right now, where are we? 2011 minus 806. That's the year is 12. What?
1294.
Getting old. We can't do math in our head, right? 12.
Was it 2?
806. No, don't think I got a calculator. Where's the pen? No.
2.
2011 minus 806. 1205. 1205. 805. 1205. Okay. Shamua yeshivot misvarad. And then when the Rambam passed away, so the yeshivas became desolate in Sfarad, which we said is questionable what he means when he says Sparad. Does he really mean Spain, or is he talking about a broader area? Because there were so many wars, we might say he's referring to the Crusades, the different decrees against the Jews, the Galuhena Veina, maybe the expulsions, and the Jews were scattered all over. The Rambam also went into exile to the land of Nof, which is a poetic form of saying Egypt. And when he came there, it became Yefei Nof, the description of Jerusalem. He's, again, a play on words. He made it a beautiful city, the city of Nof. All of the exile took light in his presence. And everyone knows the glory of his great works. Okay, so now we're almost finished with this introduction. We'll pick up here, Bezlachim, tomorrow.